Hello.
Hello, this is Tina with the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Claims Division. I was just speaking with the young lady and the phone was disconnected.
Yes.
Ma'am?
Hello, can you hear me?
It's like your phone is going in and out.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. We're at your security questions.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get started, please just verify your first and your last name for me.
Monique Washington.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1619 3rd Avenue East, 219 East Elm Street, 5631 Red Barn Road, 74...
The phone went out again.
Hello?
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 It went out again. Only thing I heard the second, I didn't hear the second address.
219 East Elm Street?
No.
5631 what? Red Barn Road?
No.
County Road? 857?
No.
From whom did you purchase the property at 5640 Couch Parkway? Boris Skalski, Ivanka Pavlovic, Jelena Kovacevic, Vyakslava Panish, or... I've never been associated with this property.
Never been associated with the property.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1131 Jackson Avenue, 116 Sarah Land Loop, 3541 D Drive, 6516 Cypress Lane, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
1131. Did you hear me?
Yes. In what county do you currently live in?
Jefferson.
What month was Janiyah Washington born in?
You said what?
What month was Janiyah Washington born in?
April.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
You said what?
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
You said, am I filing it because of that?
Yes.
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
You said, have I been mentally and physically what?
Able to work.
That means I'm okay to go to work?
Have you been mentally and physically able to work?
If someone offers
you a job, are you able to go to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Neither one. I work for someone. I don't work for myself.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither one.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Am I available for all shifts?
Yes. In your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to complete a job?
25.
Is it 25? What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept per hour?
12.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
Hmm?
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title?
Teacher.
What grade?
Pre-K.
Pre-K. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And the name of your last employer?
JC CEO.
What does that stand for?
Jefferson County Community. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to look it up. Hold on one second.
Sure it ain't bad.
Hold on. I'm looking for Jefferson County Committee for Economic Opportunity.
Thank you. What's the telephone number to the store, or the school?
It is 205-327-7500.
205-327-7500?
Yes.
What is your employment start date?
It was August 11th. 2019.
And your last day at work?
5/20/2020.
And the city and state that you're working in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And did they tell you why you're no longer working with them?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did they tell you why you're no longer working with them?
The school downsized, so they had to let go of teachers.
Okay. All right. Your temporary PIN is 3093.
Hold on. One second.
That's correct.
Okay. Did the claim get approved?
I'm going to give you your instructions on how to start your weekly certifications and how to monitor your tracker for any updates on your application.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log on to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking work when you're filing for unemployment benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is to be determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Hello? I'm still here. I'm listening.
We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't. Oh, I do. Will I be paid for this week?
It's not likely that we'll have the answer in this department. You'll have to contact the inquiry department. We help you file a new application, but being placed in pay status is a separate ordeal. You could be placed in pay status immediately. It could take 6 months to a year. It just depends. But the number that you'll need to call is 1-800.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get the number down. Okay, you said 1-800. 1-800. 361. 4524. Okay. Thank you. So, is there anything else you need from me?
No, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.